Greetings, church, in the wonderful name of Jesus. We asked your kids what Christmas means to them. This is what Christmas means to me. Before the banquet of traditional meals are spread across the table, my fondest memories are the preparations which lead up to the great celebration, where three or four generations of women are gathered together in the kitchen. That excitement and feeling of expectancy is tangible. It brings me comfort, overwhelming joy and cheer. That kind of love is felt, often heard by the neighbors several doors down. We are loud. In kindy a few weeks ago, we asked the children how they celebrated Christmas in their homes, and they explained, as a child said, he was giving Jesus his set of Legos for Christmas as a gift from him. We could hear from his voice and their facial expressions that this was a sacrifice that he was making, willing to make, and glad to for Jesus' birthday. But isn't it wonderful to know that our gift to Jesus will not cause us any kind of panic or debt? You don't need to max out your credit card. You won't need to take a loan from the bank to buy Jesus a lavish gift. You don't even need to be getting a pay slip to buy a gift for Jesus. Your gift doesn't need to be ordered in time for the postal rush. And you don't have to worry about the gift going out of style or not fitting him. All Jesus wants is our hearts. That little boy looked confused and relieved that he could, in fact, keep his Lego. And all he had to give was his heart. When the spirit of Christmas falls all over the world, everything is cheerful and beautiful. People smile a little more. I think it's because our hope is refilled, our joy is topped up, and there's reason to be happy. I'm reminded of Bill Gaither's song. I was brought up by my grandson, so that's how I know Bill Gaither. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. After hearing what your children had to say, it's obvious that family is at the heart of the spirit of Christmas. And what makes the spirit of Christmas so special. Amen.
Thank you, Raquel. That was beautiful. Thanks for sharing. Morning, church. How is everyone? You all look so beautiful. So much red, so much sparkle. I'm going to keep it nice and short. Oh, I'm Pastor Nami, for those who don't know me. I always forget that bit. I'm going to start off with a poem. It's called Imagine No Christmas. Imagine one day you wake up and Christmas has been erased from the calendar. I think the world would be in shock. Some people more devastated than others. There'll be no holidays for some, no Christmas presents for others. There'll be no family reunions for some and no trips away for others. Imagine one day you wake up and there was no Christmas. I think the stores would look strange and less colorful than usual. With no Christmas lights, no Christmas trees, no carols, no gifts, no Christmas cards, no Kris Kringle, stuffed Christmas parties would be unheard of. Imagine one day you woke up and there was no Christmas. No Aussie version of Jingle Bells. I mean, no dashing through the bush in a rusty Holden Ute. No kicking up the dust, no esky in the boot, no Kelpie by your side, no singing Christmas songs, no Santa Claus, and certainly no Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Imagine one day you woke up and there was no Christmas. Maybe no ham and turkey and no barbecue for Christmas lunch. Potato bake, fruit platter, no cherries either. Let's not forget the trifle, Christmas pudding, and pavlova. Whatever your home tradition, no Christmas day, no Christmas lunch. I had to think long and hard about life without Christmas. And then just before I got myself into a state of panic about the thought of never having Christmas, I soon reminded myself, even if we are to erase Christmas from the calendar, I would still have reason to celebrate. Because Christmas was never really about the lights and the carols. Christmas was never really about the food and the presents. So why is Christmas special to me? There's the food. Everyone is nice to everyone else. Family give themselves permission to hang with each other. Then there's the Boxing Day sales straight after. Yes. Jesus Christ becomes the center of attention for many who may not know him. Even if it's a moment, just a moment, when someone asks themselves, why do we celebrate Christmas anyway? What's the big fuss about? The word of God in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7 says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So just in case someone asks you the question, here's what you say. That with this one child came the gift of a new form of leadership, a new government, a new way of doing things. With this one child came wonderful, incredible, wise counsel. With this one child came the love of a father. With this one child came power, mighty God. With this one child came peace like no other. He is the Prince of Peace. There may be some of us this morning who just came because it's a Christmas service. And I just want to say, we celebrate Christmas because the birth of Jesus Christ brought freedom to those who would accept him as the one sent by God. I just want to call the band up. Most of us are here because we've had that opportunity to accept the offer, to accept what came with the child, the gift of God. But I'd just like us to just stand up. And let's just take a moment to acknowledge that unto us a child was born, a son was given. If you've never taken the time to make that connection with that gift that God has given, this is the opportunity to do so. So let's just close our eyes, and if you could just repeat after me. Dear God, thank you that you sent your son, and every gift attached to him as a gift to the world. Please forgive my sins. I accept your leadership. I accept your counsel. I accept your love. I accept your power. And I accept your peace. In Jesus' name I pray. With every eye closed still, every head bowed, if you've prayed that prayer for the first time, please raise your hand so that I can see you, because I would like to pray further for you. Thank you. I saw the hand. You know, the angels, heaven celebrates when we make a commitment to Christ. But today is a very special day when we stop and take a moment to say, babies are born every day. But the day that that baby was born, the world changed. So that's why we celebrate Christmas. You know, God sees your heart, every single one of you here. And God smiles at you, regardless of how you feel about yourself. And regardless of what you think of yourself, He smiles at you. Whatever it is you're going through, whatever burden you carry, He says, come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Do not walk out of this place with the same burdens that you walked in with. That's why He was born. Father, I thank You for every person that's here this morning. I pray, Father, for every family that's represented. I thank You, Father, that You see beyond what human beings see. You see what happens in people's homes. You see what happens behind closed doors. And I pray, Father, may You meet every single person and every single family at their point of need. God, You are good, and Your mercy endures forever. I thank You for every life that's here. God loves Your faithfulness. God loves Your uniqueness. God loves Your servanthood. God loves that You love His house, and God loves that You love His people. You are blessed in Your coming, and You're blessed in Your going. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're the head and not the tail. God loves you. He holds you in the palm of His hand. Be still and know that He is God. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Believe God. The devil is a liar. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. God loves you. Just be still. Give Him praise. Give Him honor, for He is worthy. Thank you. Let's give Him a praise. Give Him a praise, for He is worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy, Lord. He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. God is good, and His mercy endures forever. And He loves it when you praise Him. He loves Him when you honor Him, for He is worthy.